So the Hilgim Mishnah Vayitim Masechtas Bikurim Peri Gimel Mishnah Aleph Ketzad Mafrishen HaBikurim. See, we're talking about so many of the halachis of Bikurim, but Lamaisa, halach Lamaisa, what are we supposed to do? Ketzad Hel Mafrishen HaBikurim, how do you separate Bikurim? Sakta Mishnah. Yoyrid Adam Metechsidei, a person goes down into his field, and he sees Te'eina Sheh Bikra. He sees a fig that started to become ripe. It's not finished yet, but it started to become ripe. Eshkol, he sees a cluster of grapes, shebikra, that started to become ripe. Or for that matter, rimoin, shebikra, a pomegranate that started to become ripe. Kashri begemi, he ties it with a reed to mark it, kind of a moist piece of grass, so he can recognize it afterwards. The Yemeni says, Rielu bikurim, vishabi bikurim. And as he says it, bikurim, the kiddush of bikurim is chal on it. And this is very unique because you have kiddush taking effect on something, even though it is mechubal lekarka, still connected to the ground. Now, according to the first Tana, this is it. This is how you declare the bikurim. They learned this on the pasuk va'ata, and now hinei havesi as reishas priu adama. When it comes to bringing the bikurim, now it's a peri. But when it comes to designating the bikurim, there it says reishas bikuri at maschatavi. It doesn't say the word peri. So we learn from here, it doesn't have to be a complete peri. When you designate it as Bikurim, it only has to be a complete peri when you actually bring it. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, Af al pi kain. Even though you may have called the peris Bikurim, you may have designated it while they were still connected, according to Reb Shimon, they don't get their kedusha. Rather, choyzev, akoyres, and Bikurim, you have to declare them Bikurim, may achar sheyetelshu, after they're detached minakarka from the ground. Reb Shimon darshens the pasuk, "Velakachta mireishas klapriyu adama." That means separating bikurim, and therefore, just like when you bring the bikurim, it says, "Vata in hevesi, I brought as reishas priyu adama." So obviously, then it's detached because he doesn't come to Yerushalayim with the tree that's still connected to the earth, right? Obviously, when he brings it, it's detached, and it says with their peri. So memela the peri that it says when you declare it bikurim also has to be detached according to Reb Shimon. So many ask, what's the lashon? Even though he already did it before, he has to do it again. According to Reb Shimon, what he did before when it was still attached is meaningless. So what's the even though? So take a look here in the Mishnah Rishayna. He explains that even according to Reb Shimon, when I go over to that peri that's still attached to the ground and I say this is Bikurim, it has an effect. I can't change my mind afterwards and say, I want these grapes, not those grapes. It's just that in order for it to get the full Kiddushas HaBikurim, that it should be asr for a non-kayin, you can't eat it outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. That's only when he declares it bikurim after it was detached. So that's what Reb Shimon means. Afal pikein, even though that some of the kedusha already started when it was still connected, but you can't change it to anything else. But you still have to declare it bikurim after it's detached in order for it to get its full kedusha.